from the internet, to your ears, this is RFD.
RIAA, bite me.
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Welcome to the Stephen Roy Podcast. It is the 21st of March, the year of our Lord, 2026. Had to think about it for a second. Yesterday was the first day of spring. I'm glad it has sprung upon us. It's going to be hot today in West Texas. But you know what? That is not uncommon. In the spring in West Texas, we could have, I mean, you could have, you need the heater when you get up in the morning on your way to work. Then you need the air conditioning on your way home from work. You need the air conditioning in your house. It's not uncommon to switch between both in one day in West Texas. Same thing happens in the fall. It can be warm in the fall, but my gosh, we can have summer temperatures like into October in West Texas. That's not uncommon. We are on the South Plains. The High Plains is technically the, you know, I asked one of my friends from a church men's group I go to on Wednesdays. I asked him, I said, you know, I was in Fredericksburg and they call it the High Plains. I thought that's wrong because it's the South Plains, because you hear it called the South Plains most around here. And he said, no, that's actually right, because it is a high altitude. It's considered high altitude. Not, even though it's like only 3,500 feet in elevation, we're considered high altitude. And then they compare it to like Denver, which I don't know how, that's a mile high city. And, you know, in other places where the elevation is high, like, you know, other places in Colorado, like when we were in Manitou Springs. Actually, like the Colorado Springs area. I don't like, you know, the Coloradistan liberals, but I could probably live there. Anyway, let's not rant about that on the podcast. Let's go ahead and do the rumble. Take these headphones off. It's a little warm in here. I'm going to turn the fan on after the rumble is over. Of course, I've been running around since after the rumble, we're going to be going to, after the podcast, we're going to be going to have a patty. And I'm not as scared to say it. If you saw my feet, oh my gosh. Looks like a mountain of skin after they use the cheese grater. I hope you're not eating when I say that. And then we're going to go see Hail Mary. You've probably heard about that movie. Dee listened to it on tape, and the book on tape, she said, was awesome. She doubts the movie will be as good as the book on tape. But, of course, the book on tape means the book was good. It was a good book. So, anyway. Anywho, let's get ready to do the rumble. Drinking my plain label lemon lime drink. It's really good. I typically don't like plain label stuff, but this is good. It's called Key Lime, but it's like Sprite. Oh, don't worry, Blair. I like the dew. But I'm cutting back on the sugar, and I really don't like diet drinks at all. None of them. Okay, here we go. Let's do the rumble. Welcome to the Rumble for March 21st, the year of our Lord, 2026. And I am Stephen Roy. That's why it's called the Stephen Roy Rumble, where I should have welcomed you from the get-go. Well, I've got my my Sasquatch, my Bigfoot shirt on. I've had a lot of compliments on that. And Dee's wearing an orangish color today, so I'm trying to be twinsies. It's great to have you here on the Rumble. You know, my brother texted me yesterday, and he said, you know, if they keep messing around, the Republicans are going to lose the House and the Senate. Look, the only way that's going to happen is by massive fraud election. The only reason it's even close after the 2024 fraud election, the only reason we won that fraud election is because it was too big to rig. many patriots like you and I voted for President Trump and then down the ticket. And that's why we kept the House and the Senate. There is massive fraudulence in this country, and that's the only reason for the Plugs Schumer shutdown. Now, they didn't shut down ICE. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement has been funded through 2029. So they didn't shut down ICE. Their stoppage of funding to DHS has only done one thing, and that's shut down the TSA. Leftists have said this straight out, and I quote, "We are not going to fund the TSA until planes start falling out of the sky. I S you not. Until planes start falling out of the sky, we're not funding the TSA." Do you see this blue on this side of the head, my head? I relocated the light up there to try and stop that, but obviously it's but we had a reflection over here on the backdrop before. Oh well, my head is not blue. So they don't care that these TSA people make an average of $50,000 a year. Many of them can't even afford to feed their families. They're having to leave. Over 300 TSA agents have already left the TSA because they can't afford to live. And can you blame them? I mean, it's such horse ass. I saw Senator John Fetterman on, and it's funny, you know, that he is the only voice of reason in that party. I don't even know why he stays in it. He was on Greta yesterday, and he was so good talking about how insane it is that they won't fund the TSA. And this is what they're going to do because Plug Schumer and his minions have banked on the fact that you're not going to know that he's the one who's shutting down the Senate to stop the funding. And then you got feckless, do-nothing rhinos like John Thune that just won't put back the talking filibuster. It's like, okay, Plugs, you want a filibuster? You want to filibuster this so it doesn't pass? Which it will, because we have a Republican majority, especially with Vice President J.D. Vance casting the vote if it's a tie. Do you think that he's going to stand up there and talk nonstop? Now, the longest filibuster on record was done by the Democrats to try and stop the Civil Rights Act, which they failed, right? This is LBJ's Civil Rights Act that passed with the Republican vote. That's why it passed. The Democrats did not want to pass it, and they filibustered for like 37 days. Some crazy number. That's how long they talked continuously for 37 days. You know why the Republicans won't allow that? Because they don't want to have to be there for 37 days. Because in order for them to do the talking filibuster, there has to be senators there. And they don't want to have to stay. This is how worthless all of these Congress critters are. Like Senator John Cornyn. Senator John Cornhole. We need to get rid of Senator Cornhole in Texas. He votes right along with the Democrats. Now, Senator Ted Cruz is a patriotic American. God bless you, Ted. You're a good man. And he's awesome. He was also on Greta yesterday, and he didn't take her BS. He set her straight. He was great. All right. Let's go to the X at Stephen Roy Radio. Follow me there. At Stephen Roy Radio. I didn't even say hi to TV and radio stations that are checking me out. If you made it through the first 5 minutes, and you probably didn't if you don't like me, thank you so much for watching the show. You can check my X out again, at Stephen Roy Radio. Let's click on replies. Here's a video of Chuck Norris meeting President Donald Trump at a WrestleMania event. President Trump was big in wrestling. Do you remember when he got in the ring and was like, ah, ah! He like slammed somebody. It's awesome, awesome. That's how great our president is, that he actually was in a wrestling event. So here is Chuck Norris shaking hands with President Trump right there at the WrestleMania event. The Fonz is behind him, Henry Winkler. And I just think that's great, right? I used to watch wrestling. Now, I watched it back when it was the Hulkster and Andre the Giant and Big John Studd and Hacksaw Jim Duggan, you know, and the Bushwhackers. Remember the Bushwhackers? Yeah, that's what I used to watch. Now, I never watched The Rock or even Steve Austin. I didn't watch during that time frame. I guess I kind of grew out of it, as you can say. So, Elizabeth says, pass the SAVE Act. Yes. That's just to require voter ID. Let me tell you, here in the state of Texas, we have voter ID. So when I just went to vote in the Texas primary, the horror, I had to show them my Texas driver's license, and then they scan it in the computer. I think they actually went beep in the computer, and I think they had like an iPad, right, instead of a laptop. So they scanned it with their iPad, and the reason for that is, number one, to confirm you are a Texas resident. Number two, once they scan your driver's license, you cannot vote again. You only get to vote once in every election. There's none of this fill out 100 ballot, you know, crap like Nastifornia or New Yorkistan. You know, Governor, you know how Governor Eyebrows was elected, fraud elected? Governor Eyebrows was made governor when Andrew Cuomo Sr. resigned, okay? Because of this sexual assault, whatever, harassment, stuff that was going on there. And I'm not taking it lightly. If that's what he did, he deserves to be ousted. So they inaugurate, they sign in, however you say it, they swear in, Governor Eyebrows. You know, yesterday when I was looking at a picture of her, she looked like she was high. She looked like she was like, yeah, dude, yeah. She looked like she was high, except she couldn't close her eyes. It's like, yeah, dude, yeah. Can't close her eyes because too much plastic surgery. That's Governor Eyebrows in New Yorkistan, right? So in New Yorkistan, Governor Eyebrows mailed out 250,000. It was over 200,000 mail-in ballots with her name already checked. That is how she defeated Lee Zeldin in New Yorkistan. That's how she was elected governor, with fraud. That's fraud-lection. There was massive fraud-lection in Alaska. When the murky one, Lisa Murkowski, let me tell you about Lisa Murkowski. I lived in Alaska when Lisa Murkowski was appointed senator by her then daddy governor. That's right. Her daddy was governor and appointed her senator, right? Now, when she was just re-fraud-elected, she lost the Republican primary. She lost her primary. Now, instead of being patriotic and say, you know what? The people have spoken. I'm out. No. Then she orchestrated a massive write-in ballot campaign. A write-in ballot campaign. Now, these ballots were like, that's a vote. That's a vote from the murky one. That's a vote. She was elected by a write-in ballot, massive fraud-lection. Now, I just wanted to remind you, that's how the murky one became a U.S. senator, by fraud-lection. And she thinks now she's going to be re-fraud-lected when she stands up on the House of the Senate and tells you how evil the SAVE Act is? It's not like there's a massive illegal alien population in Alaska. What are they, Russian? I mean, come on. Most illegal immigrants are not going to live in interior Alaska. I can't tell you I ever saw an illegal alien in over a year that I lived in Alaska. The very first radio station I worked at full time was in Sitka, Alaska, and I worked there for over a year. And I had never left. I would have never left. I loved Southeast Alaska. I've been to 5 cruises to Southeast Alaska, and I love it. All on Royal Caribbean. I can even tell you the ships. I went on the Sun Viking the first time, little ship. The very first ships that Royal Caribbean built for themselves, that they had constructed, were the Sun Viking and the Nordic Prince. And they were beautiful little ships. that only held like 700 passengers. And in many ways, they're like Royal Caribbean ships today. Oh, of course, today they're on a huge scale compared to what it was then. Now, this summer, Dee and I will be going on this. I'm not going to say when, but this summer, Dee and I will be going on the Symphony of the Seas. That was the third Oasis-class ship. When it was built, it was the largest cruise ship in the world until Wonder of the Seas was built after it. Wonder of the Seas is the fourth and even larger Oasis-class ship. And, of course, now you have the Icon, the Star, and the Utopia of the Seas, which are even bigger. Now, they're not a tremendous amount longer or wider, but they are much, much huge. They're huge. Much bigger in gross tonnage. And they have to be, right, to support all that. Dee and I watched a video this morning while we were sitting at the breakfast bar having a cup of coffee. And it was a video of a suite on the Star of the Seas. And I'm not kidding you. It was like 3,000 square feet. I mean, it was huge. It was huge. It had two bedrooms, two bath, full-on living room, ginormous deck. The deck had your own hot tub, jacuzzi, your own hot tub. It had a view off the bow. It was like built above the bridge, right? It had a view. Unbelievably beautiful. Unbelievable. That was really, really beautiful. And now I don't know how the solarium is. The solarium's on the front of the ship on top. So the bridge must be underneath it. And so I don't know if this solarium is looking down on that deck. I would hope not. Well, you got your own deck on the front of the ship. I mean, how much do you pay for a suite like that that's that huge? I mean, it's got, you know, it's got like a kitchenette. It's got a butler's pantry because you have your own private butler. I bet you pay $50,000 for a cruise for a week in that suite. And I'm not going on those big ships because they're built for families, okay? I love kids, but I don't want screaming memes around me all the time. I just don't. That's why last year we went to an adults-only club, which was awesome. But then they increased the price by like $2,000 this year. And they say it's because Secrets, all over the world, their Secrets resorts, were bought by Hyatt. And they say since they... So I talked to another couple that were there, and they say after they bought... They were from Texas, like us. And after... I don't know what this is on my shoulder. Just a little piece of fuzz, I hope. Anyway, after they bought... After Hyatt bought these Secrets resorts, the price started going up and the service quality started going down. Now, we had a great time. Service was great. I'm not complaining. I thought service was awesome. But anyway, I'm not going to pay the kind of money. I thought the travel agent we booked it through was the reason. But then when I tried to, you know, fake book something online, it was ridiculous. Ridiculously priced. That's why we're going on a cruise again this year. Which is literally, I'm not kidding you, it's like going to be a third of the overall cost that it would cost to go to that resort for a week. And we're going on a cruise for 8 days. So, anyway, I digressed a bit. So, Plug Schumer has shut down the Senate. Now, if it was up to me, nothing would go through the Senate until this is passed. That's what I would do. And I would put back the talking filibuster. That doesn't remove the filibuster. It just makes it so instead of a simple vote to enact the filibuster, you have to talk for as long as it takes. You have to talk if that's what you want to do to stop legislation. Here's what I wrote to Elizabeth's post. If the traitors want to filibuster, if they want a filibuster, then Plug Schumer and his minions must talk through it. They must talk continuously. For as long as they want to hold up this stuff. At John Thune, the feckless majority leader of the Senate, if him and the other do-nothing rhinos do not give a rat's A about American citizens, if all they care about is filling their pocketbooks with our money, that's what they're doing. See, they don't stop being paid. You know, the House has not stopped being paid. Now, the House passed a funding bill to fund the TSA, the Senate's blocking it. That's what's happening. Plug Schumer and his minions are blocking it. That's why TSA is not being paid. Now, even on the left coast in Nastifornia, years ago, I don't even know if it's still in effect, but years ago, They passed a law that said if the House and Senate in California does not pass a balanced budget, they don't get paid. Guess what? I think they've removed it because they've been running like a gazillion dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars in deficits every year. So I bet they have removed it because they're running deficits, right? They're financing debt. That's what they're doing. They're no different than the federal government. And what are we now? $35 trillion in debt? You'd be surprised to know that our debt is actually going down. Here's a newsflash from your Uncle Stephen. When you tax people less, they have more money in their pocket, they spend more. When you and I spend more, there's more taxes going to the federal government. When we work more and we're taxed more, more money goes to the federal government. When more people are employed and not sucking the government teat, guess what? The government gets more money. So every time in American history when they've reduced taxes, federal income has gone up. Imagine that. It's like, well, we need to tax rich people because they're not paying their fair share. Now, no one can tell me what fair share means. What is fair share? How much? How much is the fair share? Is it 90% of their salary? Is it 95% of their income? Is that their fair share? Nobody can tell us. But guess what? As I've said on previous shows, poor people don't employ anybody. So you take money from the rich, and guess what? They'll move. This week, Governor Eyebrows in New Yorkistan said, we need rich people to move back to New Yorkistan and write a check for it to fund the state government, because we're losing money. Yeah, no S, Governor Eyebrows. Then you got Bobby Platforms over here, Robert De Niro. Yeah, Bobby Platforms, who he wears platform shoes. He's short. That's why I said that. I'm 6 feet tall. He's like 5'2". So Bobby Platforms is mad at Zohan the Communist. You know I'm talking about, the guy that had a freaking like a sit down on a carpet Muslim dinner in Gracie Mansion. That's where the mayor of New Yorkistan lives. Zohan the Communist is, they're eating with their hands, sitting on the prayer rug in Gracie Mansion. He's mad at Zohan the Communist, Bobby Platforms, because Bobby Platforms is paying out his A in property taxes, right? There's a solution for that, Bobby. Sell your million-dollar penthouse and leave New Yorkistan. That's the solution. It's the same reason Elon Musk left Nastyfornia and now lives in the Austin general area. It's the same reason Joe Rogan left Nastyfornia and now lives somewhere around Austin. I think I've only heard of one person that's moved back to Nastyfornia from the great state of Texas, and that is Blair White. Now, I don't know why. Maybe she lived in the Austin area, I assume. I mean, if you're transsexual, she's a trans woman. And I mean, she looks like a woman to me. She's, you know, very attractive. But she moved back to Nastyfornia. I have no idea why. The only thing that Nastyfornia has over Texas is the beautiful beaches. They're beautiful. There's no homeless people there. They're beautiful. They are. Now, I like the Gulf Coast. I love the Gulf Coast. But, you know, Dee and I will be on the beaches in Galveston, you know, after our cruise this summer. And it is so hot there. Oh, my God. The beach is beautiful. Not as many waves as the left coast. But it is so hot. Oh, I mean, the humidity will kill you. Literally, it'll kill you. And, you know, we walked down the beach, which was wonderful. And I, hey, don't get me wrong, I love Galveston. I could live there, right? But you'd have to go outside and walk early in the morning before it's blistering hot. Now, this time, we went there on our honeymoon. We got married on a Thursday. We went to Galveston. We stayed in an awesome, historic hotel that's right on the beachfront. You look it up, I'm sure you'll figure it out. It's very grand. And we stayed there. Beautiful hotel. Beachfront room on, like, the third floor. It was It was awesome. It was awesome. I won't eat there in their dining room again, because just next door, there's a family-ran restaurant that was so great. I'm not going to advertise for them, but I had shrimp and grits. I'm going to have that for breakfast every morning, because we're going to be there for just two nights. So the two mornings that we're there, I'm going to have grits, shrimp and grits. So good. So good. Anywho, we just walked next door. We just walked down the beach. And, you know, when it got really hot during the day, we should have drank more water. And I won't make that mistake again when we go. But, because I almost passed out the second day we were there. Oh, we were drinking around the pool all day. Well, if you're going to drink pina coladas all day, you still have to drink water. You still have to drink water. And there's no excuse for that. Because they had, like, big old, I mean, they looked like Sparklets bottles, right? They looked like big, but they were glass, big giant glass bottles. And they poured ice, and then the bottom of it comes off, and they fill it with ice. So it's ice water. Had no excuse not to drink more water. Not to drink more water. So what we're going to do, if we get a pina colada in our we bought these big coolers from Mexico. Big Stanley coolers, you know, to keep it cold. You put your pina colada in there, and it stays cold for hours, right? We didn't really drink that much. Maybe had a few of those a day. And unlimited beverages there at the all-inclusive resort. And it's the same way on the cruise. You have to pay for a beverage package to get that, but I think we'll have them put those in there again. You don't have to worry about spilling your drink. You know, you can walk around the pool. Open the top. It was really good. Really good. So, my point. Every time you go get a pina colada, drink yourself a big glass of water, right? That's how you stay hydrated. So that's what we're going to have to do this time. Ah! But anyway, you don't go hungry. The reason I'm on a diet now, I've lost 23 pounds, probably 24. Losing about a half pound a day. My goal is to lose 25 more pounds by the summer when we go. We go in mid-summer. I'm not going to say when. Don't advertise when we're out of town. Mm-hmm. Johnny Midnight posts this. Documents declassified by the CIA director, John Ratcliffe, at the Olympic level. I don't know what that means. Probably the highest level. Emails from Grandpa George's. That's Grandpa George Soros, his Open Society Terrorist Foundation. This is what he said. It will be a long-term affair to demonize Putin and President Trump. Approved by who? Hillary Clinton, to tie Trump to Russia as a means of distracting people from her own missing emails. That's from Hillary's own crimes. Especially if the affair reaches an Olympic level. For now, it serves to provide a post-convention bounce. That was trying to get Hillary elected in 2016. Later, the FBI will be right there to add more oil on the fire. That's right. That was from the Grandpa George Foundation to try to screw President Trump. I'll translate it for you. Leftist idiots like Grandpa George funded the campaign to try to destroy President Trump. This is what they've done since he came down the escalator in 2015. Now remember, before he came down the gold escalator in Trump Tower, 2015, to announce he was running for president, the leftists loved him, right? Jesse Jackson loved him, right? All of these civil rights leaders loved him. He was given awards by, like, the NAACP and all these other organizations. It wasn't until he ran for president they didn't like him no more, right? Didn't like him no more. Now, here's a news flash from your Uncle Steven. When these dumb A's tell you that people don't support President Trump, here's a news flash for you. He got more black votes than ever. He got more Hispanic votes than ever. He got President Trump in 2024 got more black, Hispanic, Asian, you know, got more votes from every ethnic group than ever before in history. That's what made it too big to rig. And so if you try to say that he has no support, you're high. You are high. Well, we had no right to bomb Iranistan. Really? Really? from the 80s, what year was it, like 85? When they killed over 200 Marines in Beirut with a truck bomb, with a suicide bomb. From that moment till now, Iranistan has murdered hundreds of thousands of American citizens. And on October 7th, they killed enough Israelis to amount to tens of thousands of Americans murdered. If you kill 1,500 Israelis, that's the equivalent of like 30, 40, 50,000 American citizens. Do you realize how huge that is? How that will never be forgotten by the Israelis. And yet, these idiots, I almost said retards, these libtards in New Yorkistan elect a Jew-hating Muzzy, Zohan the Communist, 26 years, 25 years after September 11th? Can you just only imagine? Well, that was all faked. Those buildings didn't fall down further, but from themselves. Got a newsflash from you, from your Uncle Stephen. I was in Bend, Oregon, and I saw the second plane hit the tower live on national television. And let me tell you something. That plane was full of jet fuel. What do you think jet fuel does when it burns? It's like as hot as the surface of the sun. It's like thousands of degrees. That melted the steel that destroyed the tower. Now, all you have to do is do a rudimentary, elementary study of how the Twin Towers, right there at Ground Zero were constructed. The main support for that tower was columns in the center and on the outside. The offices inside that tower around the central core were hollow. And that was so you could have larger office spaces, right? So when the outer column was damaged, beyond repair, that means the entire load from there up had to be supported by that central tower. And it would not support the weight. Those towers were probably built to withstand like a 707. And a 757 full of fuel is way bigger than a 707. It's almost like a 747 or an A380 hit those towers. Yeah. So there you have it. Oh, yeah. So they built this giant bridge in Nastifornia to go over an interstate. It was a wildlife crossing. So it's as big as a football field, and it's like as wide as a football field and as long as a football field over an interstate in California for a wildlife crossing. Probably cost hundreds of millions of dollars, and it was never finished. It was never finished, right? And so let me tell you what that bridge was. That bridge was a huge money laundering operation. So that was money, that was kickback money. So they paid that contractor probably $1 billion, and then the contractor gave $100 million back to the political party. That's called money laundering. Now, it's the same, it's no different from the crazy train to nowhere. Let me show you the crazy train to nowhere. I've saved it as a favorite here on my phone. Crazy train to nowhere. Oh, maybe I didn't. Maybe I didn't. It must only be on my iPad. The crazy train bridge to nowhere is east of Madera. Look it up for yourself. East of Madera. Just look for high-speed rail train bridge to nowhere, and you'll see it east of Madera. I know because I drove under it when I went through Madera, went down 99, boop, all the way from Northern California, got off at Madera, went east, and drove under that bridge to nowhere, and I'm like, holy crap! It's like 30 feet up, 300 feet long, 20 feet wide. It's absolutely huge. Bridge to nowhere. Not one rail. You know why it was there? Because the first leg of the crazy train to nowhere was going to go from Madera to to Merced. Who is going to ride a train from Madera to Merced? So it was supposed to go from LA to San Francisco, and it's never going to be built. That's just another example of just a ridiculous, nasty 40. All right. That's going to do it for me today on the Rumble. Thank you so much for watching. I do appreciate it. Hey, you have yourself a good day, a good evening, and a good week. Yes. Now you have to. That's it for the Rumble. And we got less than 25 minutes left in the podcast. I'll play some good music for you. Had this queued up last show, never played it. I love it here in Texas. So before I even consider going somewhere else, you have to ask yourself, where do you go?
Where do you go, my lovely?
XP sucks.
My lovely, I wanna know, where do you go? Oh, I wanna know, where do you go?
Yeah. Gatsby sucks.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
God, RFD.
Girl, I mean what I said when I said I do. Yeah, through thick and thin, I spent four.
Let's find one that's not live. Here we go.
Girl, I mean what I said when I said I do. Through thick or thin, I spend forever with you. But if I leave this world, baby, a little too soon, it hurts like hell to say I hope you find someone new. He can have my truck sitting out in the drive. He can have this house, everything inside. My favorite fishing hole and my old dog too. But what'll never
was weird. Switched to another video.
Girl, I mean what I said when I said I do.
Just to go around town with some gasoline, just trying to bomb a flame, gonna burn the whole place down. And how do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? And turn around and say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem. And your meds never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. We try to go our separate ways, and we're back and forth like a swinging door. And tomorrow's like yesterday, some days better than the night before. And you're back with me again, then you go and tell your friends that I'm the problem. And your meds never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. If I'm such a waste of breath, such a waste of time, then why are you on your way to waste another Friday night? If I'm the problem, and your meds never do no wrong, if I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? When you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
Yeah. Well, I sat back and thought about the things we used to do. It really meant a lot to me. You mean a lot to me.
I really mean that much to you?
Girl, you know it's true.
Wondering why, so I thought I might discuss this girl just you and I. Now